them according to media, mina what I say. Raya b'yedim. The shayla is who has to bring the yedim here. Whether the kid was a katan, whether the kid was a gadol, that's the shayla. If so, kivon the amar lekuchos. I see yedim. Since they told lekuchos, listen, you want to say he was a gadol, go and prove it. But the lekuchos cannot find any yedim to say that that son was a gadol. Is so high in the cost of the Yamulay Malaboyko. Therefore, they asked the Shiloh, can we check him out? Listen, we don't have any Adim, but we want to dig him up to see exactly if he was a god or not. So it's good according to Rabbi Yochanan. And on the Dach, according to you, Rosh Lakish Yamulay, that you say, Raya Bekiya Mashtar, no, the Shalom is whether the host Shalom is. The Yat who has to be in the kind of star, it's a Shiloh in Kim Shtoroy. That's the Shiloh. Salam Malaboyko. Why do they have to check out the Masonat? Lakai Mishtarayu. The Lukmu Benichsei. Let them just be in the Kayan Bishtar and they'll be able to keep it. Like Rashi, Umustama, Ein Eidim Chesva Lashtar Linkin Nasa Godel. Like most probably the Chazaka is, the most probably the Shtar was written when the person was a Godel. So all you'll have to do is just be in the Kayan Bishtar. So Lakuchis, all they should have to do is just to go ahead and be in the Kayan Bishtar. What's the Shaila Bichlal about checking out the Mason? According to you, Rosh Lakish, like once we see a Dovah Vadeh, we leave it that way. So, if the star is Mekuyim, we should see a good star Maton here, a good star look, a Mecca. We should see a good sale here. So, what do you have to check out the mace for? So, Mora says, Mi Savrat, who told you, Nichse Becheskos Ne Meshbacha Kaimo, who told you the case is a Minastam? We would leave the property by the Bnei Meshbacha. And Bekoasim Mekuchas Omarer, and therefore who's coming to take it away, it's called Lekuchas, the one that bought it. They're coming to complain to take away the property, and therefore that would be the pshat, all they would have to do, taka true, is just to be Mekayim Bishtar, true. But who said that's pshat? Maybe, Nichsei Becheskos Kuchas Kaima, the opposite. The mice Lekuchas, they bought the property, they rent the property, when Astam will say the property stays by them, they have a right to keep the property. In other words, say Nichsei Becheskos Kuchas Kaima, because of Bnei Mishpacha the Kamara. So, here the whole shaila is that the Bnei Mishpacha, they are the ones that are coming to argue. The Bnei Mishpacha is arguing and saying, listen, he was a Kotan. If so, it doesn't help Kiyum Hashtar. Their only proof is to say that he was a Kotan. So, if they can't bring any proof, they want to check him out. The Mor says, Hotef, there's no Kash and Rosh Lakish. The Mor says, Hokhi Nami Mistab, the Svar also. Midikamalu, since they answered back and said, Iyatim Rishor Lanavloi. Listen, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to dig up a mace to look at him. Fishtiku, and they kept quiet. So now, Iyam, Rud Bishlam, and B'nai Mishpach, if the Shaila was the B'nai Mishpach, the family of this mace, Komaru, they were the ones that all were arguing and trying to say that he was a Kotan. The sale didn't take place. So, Mishamachi, Yishtiku, therefore it's very good when they kept quiet. As covered on Mishpach, they were told it's not mice to dig up the mace, they would not do it. But, Eli, Iyam, but if you're going to tell me, Lekuchas Komaru, you know, was arguing over here. It was Lekuchas. They were the ones that were complaining. They want to keep the property. And so, Amaish Tishaski, why do they keep quiet? Lame Rulay, let them say like this. Listen, Anan Zuzi Avinulay, we gave money for this. And so, Menabo Navo, like, we don't want to lose out the money. So, for money, we have a right to check out the maze. Don't give us this. We want to check out the maze to see if we have a right to keep our property or not. So Mor says, no, that wouldn't be any proof. Imi Shemor, just for this tiny alone, La'ir is not talking. That is not a good proof. Why? Hochi Karmelu. Maybe this is what Rabbi Kiva answered back to the Lekuchas. Maybe the Shaila was Lekuchas, the one that are coming to complain. But Rabbi Kiva answered them back like this. Chodo, one pshat is the Yatem Shulanavla. You should know, first of all, you're not allowed to do it. Now, you'll tie it back to me. We don't care. It's a Shaila of money. We want to get our money back. Therefore, we'll still do it. For Yoy, the Bechita said back a second thing. Like, Bechita, maybe you want to tell me, Zuzi Shokot, Lenavra, Lenavra, listen, you paid money. You don't care, you want to get your money's worth. You'll be Lenavra the maze to keep your money. On this, he answered back, you know, still it's not going to help you. But the Klal is, Simona, Masu, Mishdana, Fiachamisa, and that does not help. So that's what it meant to answer him back. It's not going to help you. Even if you want to go check him out, the Simona that you see right now does not help you. Simona, Fiachamisa, could change. Another one says, Toshma, that Shoyo Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish as Rabbi Yechanan, Zusha Shinui ben Mishnas, Bakaporo, this that we learned, in the learning of Bar Kapara. So it says like this: Harei Shoya Oichel Sod. Someone was eating a field. He was eating in a field. Uvo Becheska Shishaloi. The person thought the field belonged to him, and now all of a sudden the Korah Olav Echad Irer. Somebody came to complain. Loimat, they said to the person, Mishnah Shalihi, that this cock of this field belongs to me. What happened was, Behoitzi Zeh Soinai. So the person says, you want to complain to say it belongs to you? Listen, I have a shtar here. I have the oimim, means the shtar. I have the document saying clearly that you sold it to me. Loimat, Shemachartali. The shtar says clearly that you sold it to me. Oish, Nasatli, Bematana. Rather, you gave it to me for Matana. So what are you saying it's yours? I have a shtar. Yeah, so most of this, it depends. Yeah, so imama ani maki bishtaz, if the person says back, imama ani maki bishtaz, then listen, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't recognize the shtar, I never sold it to you. That's what the person is coming to argue. So Reuven is in this field, and Reuven has a shtar saying Shimon sold it to him. And Shimon says, no, what do you mean? I never sold you the field. I don't know what you're talking about. The shtar means nothing to me. So in such a case then, all you have to do is Yiskayim Hashtar B'chayismov. So that's called like Shimon is saying the shtar is Mazuyif. So all Reuven has to do is be Mekayim the shtar, bring to aid him, send the shtar is a good shtar. These are their signatures. And the man, he has the right to stay in the field. He has a shtar saying that Shimon sold him the field. He could stay there. What's going to be though in Moma Shtar Pasimu? Let's say Shimon admits that he had the shtar written up. But he says the shtar Pasimu means I just did it to mafias you, to make you like look rich. Or else a shtar Amona, or else it was a shtar on trust that I gave it to you. That I never really got the money from you yet. It's not a real Mechira. Shemachati Lechov Lenasatim Lidomim, that I sold it to you, but he never paid me back the money yet. That's what he's saying. So Shimon is saying, sure, I wrote up the shtar. But even though I wrote up the shtar, I'm saying the shtar is no good. So in such a case, what's the halacha? Im yesh edim halachach eredim. Listen, if there are edim here, they know clearly what happened, that whether he really sold the shtar or not. So rather than we'll go after the edim. Rather than the edim, we'll be good. But if there are no edim, halachach or shtar, then the chul, we have to go after the shtar itself. That what the fruit the shtar says, the mechira did take place, we listen to the shtar, and we don't care about what Shimon is saying. So in other words, the chul is called like Moedi B'Shtash Shekosu, the chul is Ein Tzorach L'Kaimoi. So the chul Mor says, Leima, let's say Rabbi Meir, maybe the Bakaporah's Allah only goes according to Rabbi Meir. The Yomah that Rabbi Meir says, Moedi B'Shtash Shekosu, Ein Tzorach L'Kaimoi. You do not have to be the kind of shtar. Whereas once you say the shtar is good, that's called the good Kiva Shtar, and we do not leave you anymore with a Peshras or Peshita to say the shtar is no good. And V'loi Rabbonin, but this halacha of Bakaporo does not go according to the Rabbonin. According to the Rabbonin, they say, we do say, a Peshot, a Peshita. We do believe them to be Mara the Shtar. Or Malay said back to him, no. Or Malay Loi, no, Ishno, I, Bakaporo, go according to everybody. Shani Yomer, I say, Divri Hakl, everybody agrees, that Moi Divashtasha Kosvu, and it's not like I'm you do not have to be Mekayim the Shtar. Once we hear the shtar was a good shtar, that's it. You're not there to say against the shtar. I hold everybody holds like this. Therefore, there's no machlokes. I'm saying this according to everybody.
All right, turn over.
So far, that's what he's saying. That everybody holds that the Moedi B'Shasha Kosvu is Ein Tzorach L'Kayim Moi. There's no machlokes. Even the Rabbanan also agree to this. So if the Gemara asks the question, is that true? For the Gemara Kasha, the Miflag Polit, we know clue is a machlokes. We had a Mishnah Ksubas like that. And if you'd chess on the days, it's not learned. Ein Memonim Lepois Loi Biru Rabbi Meir. That the Eidim, when they say, Ksav Yudein Huzeh, yes, the shtar we signed on it. It's good, a good signature. But Anusim Hayinu, Oktanim Hayinu. So Rav Meir says, truly, we do not believe these Eidim. However, it says clearly over there, the Chachamim, Oymer Nechom, say though, Nemonim, no, we do believe the Eidim. So who you see, Tzorach L'Kaimoi, we do believe the Eidim with the Peshos, the Peshita. So how could you say everybody holds the Tzorach L'Kaimoi? Omle, you said back to me like this. I admit over there where there are Edom. If the two Edom himself are saying the shtar was no good, they have a power to be married with the shtar. But Eel called Kaminai, is he himself, just one person himself, is he never to be married with the shtar? No? I hold that everybody holds, even the Chum admit, there was only the Nason Amatono, he's not never to be married with the shtar. But the case before, he's not never to say that there was a shtar passing. Since he admits he wrote the shtar, Murdi v'shtar shakos, will then serve kindly. Omelet, sir, said back to him, but loy mishmecha, but in your name, Omelet, they said, yofa iru b'nei mishpocha, that the b'nei mishpocha argued well, you admit that they had a right to argue the b'nei mishpocha. So here you see, Murdi v'shtar shakos, is taka, serve kindly. Rashi says, v'shlokish komo v'bi echanan, heichim motzis l'meim l'divri ha'kril, Murdi v'shtar shakos, is then serve kindly. How could you say, Rabbi Yochanan, say, that everybody admits that they serve kindly? I forgot the Yunami personally, Mishim Shtar Mona Shtar Pasim, Slavko Kamine, Leruye, you cause the mandate in Gufayle, Morale, is that true? Follow Mishmech and your name, remember they said, Yof Iru B'nei Mishpocha. I forgot the Moida B'nei Mishpocha, Vishtar Shakosu, Noisim Matono. Kivin Yami Kotan Hoy, Nemonim, Ashish Kaimu Ashtar Bechaisenov. Alma, what do you see? The Jew, Rabbi Yochanan, admit that the Moida B'Shar Shakosu, the Doch, is Torchle Kaimoy. Over there, by the B'nai Mishpocha, even though Lakeach has a shtar mecher, that the Yerush, the one that died, sold him the karko, still the B'nai Mishpocha is coming to complain and say, listen, he was a cotton at that time, the shtar was no good, and you said, yes, we believe the B'nai Mishpocha, that Lakeach has to be mekayim the shtar, even though the B'nai Mishpocha admitted that the shtar was written. Or Malaysia said back in Mishno, Zu Eliezer Omro, but Ani lo yamati dov hazeh me'olam, it's Eliezer that said it. But it wasn't me, Rabbi Yechanan. Omer Rabbi Zerva said, "Im Yichva Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi Loza Tamidov. If Rabbi Yechanan wants to argue and say his Talmud didn't say it, in other words, the same act Rabbi Yechanan that Im Yichva Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi Loza Tamidov. If he argues against his Talmud Rabbi Loza, Yichva will he also argue for Rabbi Yana Rabbi against his Rabbi Yanai?" The Yom Rabbi Yannai said, Rabbi, that Moide B'Shtar Shekosvu is Soruch L'Kaimoi. And the Yom Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi, Loi Mishnah, say no huzu. Isn't this a Mishnah? As Rabbi Yochanan himself agrees to his Rabbi Yannai, that says, Moide B'Shtar Shekosvu, that the Locher is Soruch L'Kaimoi. Yes, we do believe you to with a Peshros a Peshitta. And Rabbi Yochanan even said back, isn't that our Mishnah? Loi Mishnah say nuzu, v'chachom arim lechom say, ha'moitzi mechaveri olav araya, that you have to bring a raya. Lechom say, that the mekabel hamatono, even though the noisim is admitting he wrote the shtar, still we believe the noisim when he says he was a shchimera, and therefore tzorch lekaimoi, that the eidim say, the mekabel hamatono has to bring the proof. So he said back, and ain raya elav kiyam hashtar. Isn't the Pshan HaMishnah the Raya means the key Mashtar? So here you see clearly that the Moedi B'Shtar Shekosvu is Tzoruch L'Kaimoi. That's what HaMishnah means when the Chum say Tzoruch L'Kaimoi. Baram Niran Dibur Rabbeinu Yosef. But you know, I like the words of Rabbeinu Yosef. The Yom Rabbeinu Yosef from Rabbi Yudah Mar Shmuel that Zu Dibre Chachomim. These are the words of the Chum HaMishnah that says Ain Tzoruch L'Kaimoi. That's going according to the Chachomim. Aber Rabbi Meir Oimer, Rabbi Meir Shitter is no, that the Moed B'Shtar Shekosvu was Tzoruch L'Kaimoi. So you see clearly it is a Machlekes Chachomim and Rabbi Meir, if Moed B'Shtar Shekosvu was Tzoruch L'Kaimoi, or Ein Tzoruch L'Kaimoi. So here you see, not like you said before, from Rabbi Yechon, Divri HaKoil, that everybody holds Ein Tzoruch L'Kaimoi. So more explains now, Umay Divri HaKoil, what do you mean to say Divri HaKoil? You meant to say the Rabbonim, Agab, Rabbi Meir, Divri HaKoil, that the Chum's words, those words are called Divrei HaKoil. The Chum, how much, the Divrei HaKoil, yeah. So that's what we meant to say. Divrei HaKoil meant to say, goes according to Rabbanim, not according to Rabbi Meir. So the Rashbam explained, or the more things now, Baram, Niran, Divrei, Rabbi Yosef, means Rabbi Zeira Kamalei. This is Rabbi Zeira answering back. The Yosef Lutrus is coming to answer. The my the Yom Rabbi Yechon of Rosh Lodish. That was before Rabbi Yechon said Rosh Lodish. Liel Shani Yom that I say the Divrei Hakol and Tzarach Lekaimoi. Hainu Taimo. What I say that for the Sribul of Rabbi Yechon on the Mahavchina Mas Nitzan. Like we soon see, we change around the words of our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir the Rabbonin, the Sribul of the Rabbonin and Tzarach Lekaimoi. Before Rosh Yozel, that the Rabbonin are the ones that says and Tzarach Lekaimoi. And Rabbi Meir is the one that says for Moshe Mechorei or Varaya. In so, what the Kama Rabbi Yechon and Divrei Hakol and Tzarach Lekaim, that the Rabbi Yechon before said it goes according to everybody, Lav Dafka doesn't mean really. Elo just means the Mishum the Aliba the Rabbanu Kama, the Tzarach Lekaimoi, Choshev Lai Kedivrei Hakol, that's cool, Kedivrei Hakol. But the Moshe says now, yeah, the Moshe says, my Divrei Hakol, what Rabbi Yechon said Divrei Hakol, just mean to say, the Rabbanu, Lagab, the Rabbi Meir Divrei Hakol, for the Gemara I believe it's Chotanan, and now Mishu says just the opposite. The Chum are the one that says yes, that Moedi Vashasha Kosu is Tzorach Lekaimai. They say Tzorach Lavi Raya. So Moses Eitzach will change it around. That Chum are the one that says, we believe the Naisim, because since he's a Moedi Vashasha Kosu, he's ain't Tzorach Lekaimai. And it's Rabbi Meir is the one that says, HaMoedi Mechaveri Olav Raya. According to this Gilus, so the Chum are the one that say, we believe the Naisim, who is the one that gives them the one that gave them matana, and he says he was a shkemira. We believe him because he was mekayim the star, and we say a peshos a peshita. As a shasha kosu, we hold this tzarach lekaimai. For the Gemara of Tanya, we learned ein namonim lepois la divrei Rabbi Meir. We do not believe them to pass the words of Rabbi Meir. But chom meimim namonim, the chom say we do believe. So we see clearly the chom are the one that says we do believe him. We do believe the peshos a peshita. So Mele Mele Zashik also taka is Tzorach Lekaimai. More Eipach, you have to change this around. I have Rabbi Yechon and Rai Be'edim Kamar. Rabbi Yechon himself was the one that said before, you have to bring a proof of Edim. So you see clearly, it's a Shail of Edim, it's not a Shail in Kiyom Ashtar. And the more Eipach, change this around also. Eipach, Mele Lema Leipach, Nami Tiyufto, Loi, if you want to change around, then there'll be no Tiyufto. Hochi Kamele Rabbi Yechon Mishim Lakish. This time with the deed that mean I became a shtalham, so I was all the national chutz lekoches. Yeah, all right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.
Yeah, we're holding kuf nun dalad on the base, the bottom of the Gemara. Again, there we had a last memory of that Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said everybody agrees that the moed of shtasha kosvu is ain't the tzorach lekaimai. That means once you admit that the shtar was a good shtar, so therefore the halacha is ain't tzorach lekaimai. We do not have to have a kiyum anymore. In other words, when you have a shtar, you do not say a peshos or a peshita. Once you admit the shtar was good, that's all. The shtar was good. You're not nemen anymore to say like it was a shtar pasim or shtar mona. You're not nemen. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So the question was in the bottom. The Gemara asked the question: is that true? So there on four lines down, there is. Mora says, Nirun Divir Rabbeinu Yosef. The Yomar Rabbeinu Yosef, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Zu Divir Chachomim. These are the words of the Chachomim. Avo Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir is the one that says, Moi Divir Shtar Shekosvu, Shetzorach Lekaimoi. That Rabbi Meir is the one that says, Moi Divir Shtar Shekosvu is Sorach Lekaimoi. It's Rabbi Meir that holds that Shita. But the Chachomim, they are the one that holds, Ein Sorach Lekaimoi. That means once you admit that you wrote the Shtar, but you want to say the shtar is no good, we do not believe you. Once you admit that you had the shtar written up, the shtar is a good shtar. The Gemara explains now, my divrei hakol, what did Rabbi Yochanan before mean to say divrei hakol, everybody holds that it's ain't tzorach lekaimai? He meant to say the rabbonin legabe Rabbi Meir divrei hakol hi. Since that's the rabbonin shita, he meant to say like we hold like the rabbonin. So the rabbonin against Rabbi Meir, it's called divrei hakol. So first of all, the Gemara asks the question, is that true? For ipcha tanan. And now Mishnah says just the opposite. Our Mishnah says, the Chachamim say, HaMoitzi Mechaveroi Olav Haraya. The Chachamim are the one to say again, and now Mishnah, the case was, where you had a shtar written up, a shtar matana, and the person that gave away the present later complains and says, he was a Shchiv Mera. He was like a dying person. That's why he gave it away. But now that he's well, he wants it back. And the other person says, no, you were a healthy person. So I will give through, the Chachamim say, HaMoitzi Mechaveri Olav Haraya means that the one that wants to take the present, he has to bring a proof. In other words, we believe the Nisim. So So if you believe the nice sinner, he's admitting that the shtar was a good shtar, but he's telling us he was a shchivmera, and we believe him according to Chachamim. So you see, moide v'shtash kosvu, the locher is taka tzorch lekaimoi. So Gemara says, epoch, the pshat from Rabbi Yochanan is that he changes around our Mishnah. Epoch, that Rabbi Meir is the one that says, ha-moitze mechaveri olov araya. But the Chachamim, those are the ones that says no, that the nice thing, we do not believe him. In other words, the matoner is called the good matoner. That since the one that's giving away the present admitted that he wrote up the shtar, so he was a moid of a shtar shekosvu, just that he's saying he was a shchivmera, and that the Chum say we do not believe them. No, once you admit you wrote up the shtar is a good shtar. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say, divrei hakol means it's the Chum shita, that a moid of a shtar shekosvu is ain't a tzorach l'kayim, the shtar is good. For the Mo'ai Botanan we learned, Botani we learned, ain't nemonim l'poistler divrei Rabbi Meir, the Chum maimrim nemonim. I learned the opposite again. The Chum say that when Edim say, yes, this is our Ksav Yedenu, but we were Anusim, we were Psulim, we do believe them. So, Chura, you see, Moed Vashash Kosvu is Tzorach Lekaimoi, not like we just got finished saying. So, Mura says, Epech, change it around again, that the Chum are the one that says no, ain't the Monim Lepoisle. Because once the Edim admit that this is their Ksav Yodom, they wrote up the Shtar, we say the Shtar is a good Shtar, and they're not believed anymore to say it's no good, ain't tzorach l'kaimai. For the Gemara, I have Rabbi Yochanan, Raya be Edim Kamar. I, before Rabbi Yochanan, was the one that said, Shana Mishnah is, you have to bring a proof with Edim, nothing to do with Moide B'shtash Akos for tzorach l'kaimai. And here Rabbi Yochanan is learning Shana Mishnah, that the Chum hold no, Moide B'shtash Akos was ain't tzorach l'kaimai. So again, the Gemara says, Epoch, let's change around Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish. Before we had that Rabbi Yochanan said, Araya B'Edim. And Resh Lakish was the one that said, Araya B'Kim Shtar. Now we have to change it around. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says the Raya is Kim Ashtar, and the Resh Lakish is the one that said, Raya B'Edim. So Mora says, if so, Leipach Namit Yufto, let's change around the Kashas also then. The Chur Rabbi Yochanan's Kashas to Resh Lakish is not a Kashas anymore. So Mora says, Leipach, no, that we don't change around.